Alright, apparently. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Madison Square Garden. This is Lord. I am Lord Amadeus, President and CEO of RAWF. And for some reason. Oh, for crying out loud, there it is. Here you go. Turkey coma from yesterday, but I am Lord Amadeus. This is Madison Square Garden. This is RAWF Black Friday live on pay-per-view right here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Let me bring on the lovely, the talented.
Help it that I'm popular.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is Bubs. She is back. Good evening, Bubs.
Look, y'all, I signed enough autographs right now, okay? Look, I really gotta get... Shit, I gotta go. Bye. Hi, LA!
Good evening, Bubs. Welcome to Black Friday, everyone. We are in New York City, the mecca of professional wrestling right here tonight. As we always are this time this year. So, Bubs, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was cool. I went out and shot a turkey on Wednesday and cooked it up yesterday, and then I went shop. Yeah, fresh turkey. I mean, you know, my family was there. My son was there. My daughter, my new granddaughter. It was the first turkey. I had to give her real turkey.
Alrighty then. I suppose that's the way to do it if you're going to do it. Back in the olden days, that's how they did it anyway. So, good. I'm glad you had a happy Thanksgiving.
I can't help it that Fred spit out a couple of pieces of buckshot a little while later after I cooked it, but you know.
Well,
it didn't go off in the oven.
That's why I had my Thanksgiving dinner catered. That's right there. It was almost guaranteed no buckshot in that meal. All right. So, at anywho, ladies and gentlemen, it is a big night here in RAWF. We got a huge card for you tonight, topped off by the Paragon of Greatness defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Raven the Enchanted. It is Paragon's night to shine or crash and burn, as he also has a couple other big matches. We'll get to that in just a moment, but that is the main event, Raven versus Paragon. And Bubs, you know both of them pretty well, probably Raven a little bit better. How do you see this match playing out?
Yeah. I'm pulling for Raven. I want Raven to win. I think she deserves to be world champion again. Paragon is awesome.
Again?
He's great. But I
wish they Did you just say again?
Before,
yes. No.
She's
this would be her first
before.
No, she has not.
Well, then damn it, it's her time.
It could very well be. It could very well be. We will find out. So you're predicting, or you're just pulling for Raven?
I'm predicting Raven. Yes.
Okay. You're going with Raven on this one. All right. So you're looking for Paragon to drop the title tonight here in Madison Square Garden. We will see. The Immortal Griffith will defend the Platinum Dragon Championship against Jimmy Mortis, who has only been here a couple months, but he has been tearing it up, and tonight he gets his chance to unseat the Immortal Griffith of his Platinum Dragon Championship. Your thoughts on that, Bubs?
I've got to go for my kindred brother all the way. It's Griff. Griff's not going to lose that title.
He has definitely had a strangle on a hold on it for many, many months now. So we will see if Jimmy can be the one to wrest it from him. It would be an upset in my eyes, too, if the Immortal Griffith were to lose the Platinum Dragon to Jimmy Mortis. Alec Remington to defend the national champion. Nobody knows. He's kind of a mysterious fella, I must say. Mysterious, masked fella, if you will. Alec Remington to defend the national championship against the wild-eyed Yeti. And that one, very interesting. Yeti, of course, former world heavyweight champion, former FUBAR City champion, going to try to add another title to his resume, but he has to go up against the vampire himself, Kindred's vampire, Alec Remington. You pulling for Kindred in this one as well? Bubs.
Yeah. Yes, because Yeti is a flea bag. He's a furry flea bag. I mean, jeez, Alec is gonna need flea pills and to have a flea and tick dip afterwards. God.
All right. So, predicting Alec Remington to retain the title, I take it. Paragon of Greatness will defend the men's championship. However, his opponent is his real brother in the Opaque Brotherhood, Killer Neptune, to challenge for the men's championship. Now, last week, I have to bring this up. I was on the deep end with Killer Neptune, his talk show, last Saturday. He kind of irritated me, so I made sure that I had him. Basically, put his Superstars Championship on the line against his good friend, if you will, Uncle Frank. And that did not go so well for Killer Neptune, as he lost the Superstars Championship to Uncle Frank last Saturday. So now, what is Killer's motivation? Will he be looking to redeem himself tonight? Will he be looking to show me that he can't be put down? And if he does, can he take Paragon's men's title from him? What are your thoughts, Bugs?
I'm going to have to go with Grapefruit for this one. I mean, I like the fishy guy. He kind of smells funny. But I really got to go for Grapefruit on this one.
Grapefruit. All right. So she's calling for Paragon to retain the men's championship.
Paragon of Great.
All right.
Paragon of Great.
We will find out. Davila will defend the Estrogen Championship. Davila won the Biatch of the Month tournament, got to choose her opponent. She chose Jasmine Justice to challenge her for the Estrogen Championship. Jasmine Justice, a longtime RAWF member, getting her first shot at the Estrogen title. What do you think, Bubs, about that matchup?
You know, I am going to pull for the underdog, because, you know, Jasmine is very quiet. But I was back in my early days, I was in Legacy with her. She's an amazing wrestler. She's just quiet. You never know what she's going to have. But I've got to go with Jasmine on this one.
Oh, wow. Looking for the upset there. Jasmine Justice to unseat Davila for the Estrogen title. Very interesting prediction. We will, again, find out tonight. The mighty Vuvuzela, brand new Christmas nameplate and all, will defend against Killer Neptune. Again, Killer Neptune fired up after what happened to him last week on Superstars. He's got two big title shots. What are Fishy Man's chances against Vuvu, Bubs? Fishy
Sorry,
guy,
I got
as
distracted
you like
by someone. The Fishy Man. Vuvu's a wild card. Vuvu's a wild card. She can pull out something, but in the same sense, she can just, you know, falter. So I don't know. I kind of got to go with the Fishy guy on this one.
All right, so you think the Fishy guy, the Killer Neptune? Now I'm going to start calling him the Fishy guy. Thanks a lot. You're picking Killer Neptune to defeat Vuvu for the FUBAR City Championship tonight. We will. All right, now Midnight Hobo Championship, Mithras the Title Machine versus Nox Boogie. Mithras has gone through anyone and everyone who's tried to challenge him for that Midnight Hobo Championship. However, Nox Boogie, a member of the OPIC Brotherhood and the Brotherhood of as a whole, has been pretty strong. Nox Boogie, not very familiar opponent to Mithras as well, as he said so last week. So, Bubs, does Nox Boogie have the ability to unseat Mithras?
No.
To pull the ultimate upset?
Yeah, any relevant sentence.
Go ahead. You didn't. Not a chance in hell,
Mithras,
huh?
Mithras.
Is that
nope. Sorry, Nox, but it's Mithras. He has held that title for over a year now. He's not letting go.
Okay.
So that's all Dangle Boom.
No.
Hi, Mondo.
No.
Welcome.
Yes, we got Mondo. First time ever showing up to one of our radio shows. Mondo, very know him from Unstoppable, and of course our various YouTube federations like Big Dog Wrestling, RWO, and all that good stuff. So Mondo, nice to see you. Kenta, it's been a long time to see Kenta. How are you? And that's Raven. I said Mr. Network Person. Oops, I forgot. Hi Raven. And then there's Dragon Slayer without the A.
Dragon Slayer, yep. Hey, she called you an asshole.
It's gonna be one of those nights. I can already tell. So
I think it has something to do with the sponsorship.
The
sponsor. I don't know why.
You mean the official sponsor for RAWF Black Friday, which is Raven's Curl Pie?
Yes, yes, it is official sponsor.
All right. Let's continue on with talking about the matches. Triple Crown Championship. John the Revelator, the reigning Triple Crown Champion. He will defend against Sweet Haven Slasher and Bruce the Shark. Bubs, your thoughts on that match?
You know, I'm going to have to go with John.
All right. It's just that simple. No analysis. You don't think Sweet Haven Slasher and Bruce have any shot, huh?
Oh, another fish? No.
All right. And then Multimedia Championship on the line. D-Train to take on Adam Deathrow Bordalo. This will be Adam's first RAWF title shot in his career here in RAWF. He's only been here a couple months, but he's getting a title shot Multimedia. Your thoughts on that, Bubs?
Wait, who's he going up against?
D-Train. Adam Bordalo challenging
D-Train. Damon's got something to prove. I don't know what his name is. I mean, he's got something to prove. You know, he may squeak out a win, but you know, D-Train's tough. So, I'm kind of not too sure on that one.
On the fence with that one. That's a close one. That is a close one. We'll go with that. On the fence. It could be D-Train retaining. It could be Death Row Bordalo getting his first gold here in RAWF. Powerball Championship on the line. Johnny Platinum to defend against Mark Caliber. And, of course, a 250K coins on the line as well as the title. Your thoughts on Johnny Platinum versus Mark Caliber, Bubs?
Did you really just ask me about that one? I don't even know who this Mark dude is. Okay? I mean, you got some no-name going up against our kindred brother, Johnny Platinum. I mean, Platinum is in his name. He is made for titles. That, and I don't want to make another damn card.
Fair enough. So, our Powerball GM pulling for our reigning Powerball champion to retain so she doesn't have to do any work. Gotcha.
Well, I am on vacation. But, you know, it's Black Friday. I had to come out. I had to come out this weekend. You know, I mean, we're in New York.
Yeah, this is true. You had to go to Macy's and all the other places. I saw the credit card bill. I wish you would use your own money for a change. I'm just saying. It'd be nice, you know. I do pay you. I know this because I get.
And you take any personal expenses I put on the RAWF credit card out of mine. I mean, out of Judgy's. Yeah, out of Judgy's. That was it.
Yeah, that'll go over well. But at any rate. Champions Choice Championship. The new champ, Nikki the Icon Hayes, chose his opponent earlier this week, and I went on YouTube to announce it live to all the folks in the wrestling syndicate. And he will be challenged by the one and only Susie the Elf in a steel cage match for the Champions Choice Championship. So Susie the Elf, her first shot at gold in quite a while. She could walk out of Black Friday with her first RAWF belt, if I'm not mistaken. I do not believe she has ever held a title in RAWF. And so this would be making history, at least as far as Susie the Elf is concerned. All-Stars Championship. Uncle Frank will defend against the Paragon of Greatness.
Yes, I'm going with Susie because you forgot to ask me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I apologize. How do you see this match playing out between Susie and Nikki?
Susie shoots Nikki in the ass with the bow and arrow. Yes. And then she takes the title.
All right. Well, in a steel cage match, she's actually technically allowed to do that. So, I mean, I could see it happening. We will find out if Susie the Elf can win her first gold here in RAWF. All-Stars Championship, Uncle Frank will defend against the Paragon of Greatness. So a big night for Paragon. Not only does he have to defend off Raven the Enchanter for the World Heavyweight Championship, he has to take on two members of his OPIC Brotherhood for titles, one in defense and one in challenge. So how do you see the match between Uncle Frank and Paragon playing out, Bubs?
I ooh, good Lord. First off, you have Uncle Frank, who doesn't speak. I don't think I've ever heard that man speak. And then you've got the Paragon of Grape Nuts. I'm going to go with Grape Ape, yes.
All right, so you're looking for Paragon to drop the world title, but to walk out with the Men's and All-Stars Championship. Interesting. Very interesting. So you at least have the – you at least figure that he will walk out winning. What's that?
Somebody let stray cats in here into the damn radio room. They're just walking all over the keyboard. They're walking all over the keyboard. This very strange gray-striped cat just walked across the keyboard.
Oh, okay. All right. Awesome. Titans of Trinity final is tonight as well. The Three Amigos taking on the Sweet Whispers of Vengeance. That match, if you don't know, see the Three Amigos, I do believe, is Raven the Enchanted, Alec Remington, and Uber Vegan TBO. And then the Sweet Whispers of Vengeance is Sweet Haven Slasher, Spirit of Vengeance, and Mrs. Whispering Vengeance. So the Titans of Trinity final happening tonight at Black Friday as well.
That would have to go to the Two Amigos and Amiga.
And they're still the three amigos. I think technically, if there's a man in there, it's still amigos. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm not up on my Spanish. I'd have to ask our resident Lucha El Vacant when he comes on, if he comes on tonight. All right.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of,
I haven't seen any pictorials lately.
Speaking of El Vacant, he takes on V-Dizzle in a undercard match here tonight. El Vacant making a rare appearance in the ring. We will get to see if he has any ring rust. Although against V-Dizzle, it's kind of hard to say. He could look good. He might look good and be having rust. What do you think about that match, Bubs?
It's gonna be El Vacant. Duh. I mean, El Vacant is a proud luchador with pectorals of steel. And then you got V-Dizzle.
Very true. And then finally, another match, a very interesting match on the undercard. The newcomer Blaze McCoy, who just a few days ago joined RAWF, taking on and also recently returned Fire Chief Bill. So you got Blaze versus the Fire Chief. What's your thoughts on that, Bubs?
I'm going with my old friend, longtime friend, Mr. Fire Chief Bill.
That's a good. That's
and
a,
where
a,
is that countryer than me guy at anyway?
That's right. You while you've been gone, Fire Chief Bill's been. You haven't gotten to talk to Bill since he's returned, have you?
No, I mean I got a couple of text messages from him, but yeah, I haven't gotten to see him, you know, around here. But yeah, he just kind of text messaged me, said, "Hey, where you at? I'm back."
Awesome. So a couple other interesting.
I did see him right after he came back. I did see him right after he came back, LA. And I am very proud of him. I am the only woman in wrestling to have gotten Fire Chief Bill to take off his shirt.
Wow. That's an accomplishment.
Any dirty purposes, so don't even go there.
Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. I was just going to say. But no, I won't do
that. Him.
Another interesting matchup on the undercard that strikes my fancy. Your son Fred Starr taking on your most favorite person in all the world, Bubs. I know how much you love him. He's Money Sue.
Seriously? Why you want to ruin my holiday like that?
I had to do
it. I had this wonderful Thanksgiving with my family, and then you're going to put my son in with that? Well, it doesn't matter, because my son's going to kick his ass. I mean, he is the Impact player.
Well, we will find out tonight at RAWF Black Friday. Fred and Money Sue, that's a long-time grudge match right there. I can remember them wrestling back in Death or Glory and going at it on radio back in the day. So that's an old-time grudge match, Fred Starr taking on Money Sue. But let's talk to the lady.
In the ring, on the air, doesn't matter.
Let's talk to the lady of the evening, though, shall we? She has a chance tonight to win her first World Heavyweight Championship here at RAWF Black Friday. She's already a Hall of Famer, but she does not have the World Heavyweight Championship on her resume. Can she get it done against a paragon of greatness? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Raven the Enchanted. Raven, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Amadeus.
Hold that talk for just a second, Raven. There was some birds flying over your head, I lied. There's some birds shooting in the back of your hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking to me.
She did it on purpose. Raven set her ravens on purpose to poop on your head.
You think?
Raven wouldn't do that to me.
Really? Are you sure?
Are you really pretty sure?
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised what I might do to you.
At anywho, yeah. Raven, tonight is the biggest match of your RAWF career. World Heavyweight Championship on the line, taking on the Paragon of Greatness. You've had several weeks now to think about it and prepare. Are you ready to try to take that World Heavyweight Championship from Paragon?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be. It's going to be one hell of a match, but yeah.
What, Raven? What? Remember the Vegas odds? Hey, the Vegas odds say that Paragon's going to win, but see, I like to bet a lot of money on you because I've got faith in you. No, I've got faith. No, listen. I've got faith in you.
Okay, how much have you put down that I win?
250k
of LA's money.
I mean,
of LA's money. That's fine. All right. I might just throw it now so he loses more money.
All right. I'll tell you what.
Did you miss me yet?
Probably not.
Let me put it to you this way. I thought I had until a few minutes ago, but at anywho. No, just kidding, folks. So, Raven, as we just said, first chance at the World Heavyweight Championship, biggest match of your RAWF career. You've held just about every belt that you've been qualified for. How much does it mean to you to become RAWF World Heavyweight Champion?
Well, I know you're getting old, hon, and you asked me this last week.
So I don't care.
Tell you again.
Didn't hear it.
Well,
go ahead.
If she knows me at all, she would know, but that's a good get out, hello, but yeah, we know you're old. Okay. If you thought the platinum title meant a lot to me, you have no idea how much this title means to me at all. Am I ready? Yes. Am I going to go in fighting hard? Fucking hell, yes, I am. Paragon knows I'm ready. That's why he wanted me to get the number one contender out of the way. He's got a fight on his hands. He's not going to get this one easy.
I find it ironic, though. You defeated Uncle Frank, and I'm sure Paragon would not have been looking forward to facing Uncle Frank. He seemed to be wanting you to win that match, and yet he still has to face Uncle Frank for the All-Stars Championship tonight. So Paragon kind of got more of what he bargained for. He got you and Uncle Frank and Killer Neptune tonight.
I like to keep him busy.
Are you hoping he'll be distracted by his other two matches and underestimate you?
No. I want him fully focused.
Look, he's gonna be distracted
because
by the British version of the Boobs of Doom.
If, and it's going to be a big if I beat him, I don't want him crying that he was distracted by his Brotherhood.
Nope, she just wants him crying that he was distracted by her Boobs of Doom.
Yes, Bob. Yes, Boobs of Doom.
Or her Raven's Crow Pie, the official sponsor of Black Friday.
Hello?
Don't blame me. The RAWF attorney gets set all this up.
Would you like to see the end of your PPV? Would you?
I don't have too much into sponsorship stuff. That goes, there's some there's
who,
a sponsorship committee.
Who done sponsorship? Who done it? Who's on the sponsorship committee?
Who's on the spot? Well, you know I can't let that out of the bag.
Because the sponsorship committee would be run by the CEO of the company. Now, let me see who that is.
I'm not going to reveal that on.
The blonde person I'm talking to, you.
Actually, I think Griff is one of the people on the sponsorship committee, so you might want to talk to him. Yes, we'll go with that.
I tried to save you, okay? For once, I tried to save you. You just couldn't go with it.
And actually, as you've annoyed me already once today, LA, I do have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, good Lord, what now?
You see this division
I
have on for you called 32-1?
Yes.
Thank you. It's a bit more like it, in some respect. But anyway... See the 32-1 challenge I do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention. Uh-huh. Not hard. Come on. And you're in it, are you not?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, everybody else managed to post their wins. Do you want to guess who didn't?
Did I win?
Yes, she did. Look at that.
I don't remember. Who did I beat?
You beat...
just give it to him. It's the old timers. I mean,
You beat Jimmy Mortis. You actually pinned him. Because I went and looked. But did you post your win? No. The only one who didn't. Out of the whole lot. I mean, come on. Pull your socks up. You're the owner of the company. And you don't even post your win?
Lead by example.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I posted it.
I'm sure.
I see it.
You did not.
Right there.
Yeah, really?
I'm looking right at it.
Uh-huh. Are you? Oh, you are now, 4 seconds ago. Congratulations to you.
See? There you go.
Uh-huh.
Better late than never, I always say.
Yeah, with you it is, yeah.
I say.
Do you want to know who you're fighting next week? Well,
who am I
fighting
next?
Because I'm making the matches tomorrow. Oh. Well, you know. You're fighting RA Renegade.
I'm fighting who? Oh, Redneck
Avenger.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
So
folks,
I have another question for you. Wait.
Yes.
I have another question for you. Who do you think is going to win the world championship? When you want to spot.
Mm-hmm. She does.
You know, Raven?
Yeah.
I think you can pull it out. I'm predicting you. No offense to Paragon. He's been a great champion and is a great champion. But I think it is your time. I think it is well overdue that you hold this title. You've been in this company a very long time, worked your ass off a long time for it, done a lot of things. You're in the Hall of Fame, and I think it's time you actually added the World Heavyweight Championship to your resume and to make it complete. So I'm most definitely predicting you to win over Paragon. No offense to Paragon.
I think you should have a vote of confidence.
Well, you know, there's a song just for Raven itself.
Oh,
she is a champion, my friend.
Oh, Bose, where have you been?
Oh, my word.
Right.
All right.
I ran
quick,
away and joined the circus.
Something I forgot to mention earlier, but I'm going to mention it now. There is a tournament in sign-up right now, RAWS Thanksgiving Leftovers Wrestler Buck Tournament. It will start next Saturday night after RAWS After Hours. It is the winner gets 100 Wrestler Bucks, runner-up gets 50, and the two semifinalists get 25. So a total of 200 Wrestler Bucks in the pot. If you're in RAWF and haven't joined that tournament, make sure you do so now. Right, there's the link in the chat.
Wait a minute, 200 Russell bucks for pot? Jeez, that's a lot.
I know, it's expensive these days, that stuff.
I know, I really need to quit.
I said in the pot, in the kitty, in the... Oh, my God, never mind. I can see where that's going to go right now that I said that.
Has to do with it.
So, at anywho...
Damn.
With that being said, first... Oh, my word. I can already tell... I thought maybe because I had a full tummy and was in a turkey coma, I wasn't going to get a headache tonight. But you two certainly have made that impossible.
Blondie.
Yes,
you should know your name. You know, Mondo's in the chat. You should really invite him to this great company, you know, because he's going
to
kick it.
I would love, if Mondo would like an invite to RAWF, I'll be more than happy to invite him to RAWF. All he has to do is say the word, and Mondo will be a welcome addition to RAWF. He gets in now. It's just in time to start the next rankings period, which will start on Wednesday. So he'll be getting a fresh start. And if Kenta, who is out there, wants to return to RAWF, all he has to say so is high or blue or whatever. And, okay, yes, Dragon Slayer, whatever the hell. He's been in RAWF before for a cup of tea, but if he wants to come back, give it another shot, why not?
And, you know, I've got something to make your headache even better. Are you ready?
What?
Do it.
You're not in pain. You're not alive.
I'm so sick of me being sick of you and the way you look, all the things you do. You drive me crazy. Drive me crazy. Sick of being broke, can't pay for shit. I'm about to snap, I can't handle it. I'm going crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that music hails the intro to the Impact player, Fred Starr. Good evening, Fred. What are you laughing at? I don't know why you think Fred would give me a headache. He's actually the official spokesperson for Raven's Crow Pie, aren't you, Fred?
Yep. I sure am.
Really?
Give us the line, Fred. That's your cue. That was your cue, Fred. Come on.
Do it, Fred, and die.
Do it, Fred.
Crow pie and pudding. You know.
I'm gonna kick your damn ass, mister.
So, I think he's more likely to give you the headache, Raven, the way I see it. And I think another person he wants to give a headache in a physical kind of way is Money Sue, who is his opponent at Black Friday tonight. Fred, what are your thoughts?
Yes, me and Money Sue have been back a long ways. Oh. A long ways.
Fred, did you remember to save some of that buckshot out of the turkey so you could spit it in his eye?
Yeah, actually I have. But, yeah, gonna be a good fight. I'm gonna kick his ass as always. He's gonna deal with it. And it's as simple as that. He's gonna get his butt kicked.
Alright. So the Impact player predicting a victory, of course. Him, he's going to predict victory for himself over Money Sue. And yes, you two do go a long, long way back. I remember a radio show, as a matter of fact, the two of you, John, at each other, an old Death or Glory radio show hosted by the Prince of Wales. And that was quite amusing, I must say. Good luck to you, Fred.
I remember that episode.
Yeah.
Definitely remember that episode. It was good.
It was. Some good diatribe in that one, if I remember correctly, between you and Money Sue. So
I have to step away for a second. Be right back.
All right, Bubs. Bubs stepping away for a second while we talk to Fred Starr. Fred, any particular match other than your own that you have any interest in tonight that you'd like to throw your opinion into?
Well, I'm going to be watching the heavyweight champion.
And of course, we know how close you are to Raven being her ex-husband and leaving her in the desert a little while back. But you still rooting for her over Paragon of Greatness, despite the fact that, you know, you almost killed her?
Oh, I didn't almost kill her. I left a bottle of water with her.
You're so kind. So, so freaking kind.
And she forgave me for that long time ago, so that's like water into the bridge now. That's all over and done with.
You didn't leave me no crow pie, did you?
You weren't actually making your crow pie at that time, though, were you?
How do you know?
Well, you don't know, do you? One of your spokespersons for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, crow pie, yummy for the tummy.
I hate you so much for that.
No, you don't. You love the hell out of me, and you know it.
Oh, shoot.
Yep. To answer your question, LA, I think Raven's got a real good chance. They're both hell of a competitors. They both are really good wrestlers. But Raven's really hungry, and it is a title she's never won. And 9 out of 10 times, if she goes after a title she's never won, she'll usually end up winning it.
Wow.
Okay. Fair assessment. Fair assessment by the Impact player.
I would have to go with Raven for the win.
Seems like everyone's pulling for you here, Raven, to take out, to unseat Paragon. So good luck to you.
No pressure. No, I don't want to let anyone down.
Well, you won't be letting. No, first of all, no pressure. You won't be letting anyone down. Don't get that. Don't go there because you know. You know, because you're going to have
even if you don't win it tonight,
I'm sure you will win it at some point in the future, somewhere down the road, because you are that tough, you are that committed, you are that competitive. So, you know, do not feel like you have any pressure to win, any undue pressure other than, you know, wanting to win it. All right?
Okay, but if I win it, is crow pie is banned from your lips, okay?
No.
Wait a minute.
Oh, hell no.
Uh-huh.
Wait, so, ladies and gentlemen, let's all hope Paragon of Greatness retains his World Heavyweight Championship. I'm sorry, Raven. You do not have the authority to ban Raven's crow pie, even though it has your name on it.
It's
only
my crow pie.
I actually hold the official advertising license for it. So, no, man. And anywho, yes, I do.
We're gonna make more commercials too.
Oh yeah, Bubs. We have to remember to make that commercial.
Yes, yes, yes. We have the official Christmas commercial coming out soon from Raven's Crow Pie.
Moving on,
though, ladies and gentlemen, because we do have other callers waiting on hold. Let's bring on your reigning Platinum Dragon champion. He's facing Jimmy Mortis tonight for that said title. He is the one and only.
I am immortal.
I'll make you famous.
Ladies and gentlemen, the immortal Griffith joining us. And Griffith, how are you this evening?
What has been going on in this show tonight? I don't show up until a little late, and already you introduced the number one contender by calling her a whore. You then turn around and start talking about pot and pussy. Like, what is going on around here?
I'm white?
Well, you got bloody told.
Mm-hmm. I didn't call her a whore.
You heard this, Raven, by calling her a lady of the night.
She is a lady
that.
Of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that. She's a lady of the night.
Lady of the night, because you called her a whore.
Yeah,
all right. Then, you know, you start talking about, you know, the pot. You know, I'm like, all right, well, all right, whatever. And, you know, Bub's kind of called you out for that one. And then to double down on it, we're like, well, you know, I like the pot, but I'm all about the kitty. You know what I mean? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, what the hell?
Well, Griff, it was nice talking to you. Have a good evening. Good luck against Jimmy Mortis. That was the immortal Griffith, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, fine. I'll let him key stay around. But anywho, Griffith?
Yes, sir. You need your Excedrin yet?
Oh, you kidding? Yes, 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 I did. But anywho, Griffith, first of all, let's talk about Jimmy Mortis. Are you ready to take... Are you ready to take on the challenge of Jimmy Mortis for the Platinum Dragon Championship tonight? Jimmy Mortis. We've been through
this.
You know
who it is.
You know who it is.
See, I'm not the only one who has no clue who the hell this dude is.
Oh, is it that short dude with the hockey mask?
Yeah, I guess. We're dressed all
He's
in black.
He's the one dating Elfie.
The one dating Elfie, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Why'd you tell me that? Now I feel bad for him. Now I feel like now I don't want to stomp on him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well,
oh, by the way, hey, Griff.
Hello, Ray. Y'all ready? You psyched up for tonight? Ready to go kick some ass?
Do what?
So you're psyched up? You're ready for this? You ready to go kick a little great ass?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'll be definitely
yes,
out
and I'm
going
to be extremely nice to you tonight as well.
I mean, I don't think you'll be able to manage the whole show, but it'll be nice. It'll be nice to watch.
No, I will. You see. Now you better go and talk to Boss Man, because otherwise he'll talk.
Wait, I'm gonna.
Yeah, hey, Boss, you're
I've
back.
Been gone.
I thought you were on vacation.
I know you miss me, right, Chris?
Of
well,
course I missed you. Why would I not miss you?
Well, okay, the truth is, I came up here to go to the parade yesterday and go shopping today, and, like, I got spotted, and so I had to come to work.
You charged the entire New York trip as a business expense, so now you have to come on air, right?
Yes.
That's how that works.
At anywho,
look, Monzo, keep running that lift. I will make an appearance in the ring tonight, boy.
So I'm assuming you're predicting an easy victory over Jimmy Mortis tonight.
Well, I did point out recently that I was his only loss. Except the problem is, wait, didn't he just lose again to another member of Kindred?
I do believe you are correct.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like he's coming into this match with any kind of momentum. And, you know, he's coming against me. I don't know that I need to talk a whole lot of smack. I think the record speaks for itself.
All right. So, anywho, what's your take on the main event then? Are you predicting Raven to dethrone Paragon?
Absolutely.
Wow. Why do you feel that's what's going to go down tonight?
Well, for two reasons. One, Raven is hungrier than I've ever seen her before. She's taking this very seriously, and she's I've faced her for belts before. I know what she's like in the ring when there's a title on the line. But this is kind of to mirror what Fred said. You know, this is a belt she's never had, she's always wanted. So I think it's a little more important to her. You know, and on top of that, I mean, I feel like Paragon is—he's getting a little sure of himself, a little cocky. And I don't think he's taking, you know, as much as he likes to say he takes every match seriously and all this other stuff. I think he's overextended. I don't think he's going to be physically capable of giving this match his all. And you know, with one slip against someone of Raven's, you know, abilities, he's going to get pinned.
I think I'll just sit down.
I tell you, Raven, everyone thinks you're going to pull the upset tonight. And I mean, no offense.
I like, and everyone likes to root for the underboob. I mean, Bird.
Oh, my. At anywho. Oh. So, with that being said, Griff, good luck to you against Jimmy Mortis tonight. I'm sure that will be a fun match to watch. Let's bring on, ladies and gentlemen, the man who's going to challenge for the FUBAR City Championship tonight. He's taking on the mighty Vuvuzela. He is the one and only.
I'm about to do it, Buddy Yeti, bitch.
Buddy Yeti. Oh, God. Buddy Yeti. Oh, God. She gonna buzz it for the Yeti. Oh God, she gon' buzz it for the Yeti. Nah, do it for the Yeti. Do it for the, do it, do it for the
Yeti.
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 She about to buzz it for the Yeti. She about to buzz it for the Yeti.
It's time.
She about to buzz it for the Yeti.
It's time.
She about to buzz it for the Yeti. Do it for the, do it for the Yeti. Do it for the Yeti.
Oh God.
Do it for the Yeti. Do it for the Yeti.
Oh God.
Do it for the Yeti. Do it for the Yeti.
Oh yeah.
Do it for the Yeti. Do it for the Yeti.
Oh God.
Yeti, 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 Yeti.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wild-eyed Yeti joining us now here at Madison Square Garden. Yeti, good evening, sir.
Greetings and salutations.
So, tonight...
Hello, I just have to say, I've never seen you twerk. Wow.
I can't help it. I can't help it. That song just does something to me, and I got to shake my boom boom. That's all I got to say about that. But anywho, Yeti.
LA's right. Boom boom of doom doom.
You just say
okay.
Shake my boom boom.
I did.
He did.
Of doom doom.
I'll say it again. I
LA
shook my boom
boom.
Boom. I shake my
doom
boom
doom.
Boom. Of doom doom.
Of
my
doom
boom
doom.
Boom of doom doom. Yes.
Okay, you lot. Okay, come on.
So Yeti taking on the mighty Vuvuzela tonight, FUBAR City Championship. No, I'm sorry.
LA.
Reverse.
National Championship.
No, I'm sorry. I got taking on Alec Remington for the National Championship. Thank you. I am automatically after that great match between him and Vuvu, where he actually gave Vuvu some crow pie, and it spurred Vuvu into beating it, whooping his ass for the FUBAR City Championship. I kind of just got off. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So Yeti, let's try again. Alec Remington challenging Alec Remington for the national championship, and as Bub said earlier, she thinks. Alex going to beat you, but that you're going to give Alex fleas.
No, I'm going to give. I'm going to give him a good heaping taste of my taint, the dumpster juice.
Wait, hold on. Did you just say fleas?
Yes, fleas.
All right. So, I got a question here. If a flea bites a vampire, does it contract vampirism? And if it does. Does it really change much for the flea?
No.
That's something that I will have to ask. I don't know. Google it.
Kind of already a bloodsucker.
Yeah.
True, but does the flea become immortal?
Please.
Does the flea become immortal?
I mean,
you
drift.
There could be fleas around here older than you.
Or does the flea get ticked off? Who knows?
Really?
Goodness
me.
Wow.
Oh, my. That crow pie was so dry, I fingered it and
really?
It got in my eye. Oh.
Got it.
Okay,
my
match with Alec. No, I'm gonna give Alec Remington a good old ass whipping. I'm gonna kick him so hard his fangs are gonna fly.
Oh, aren't we in a rhyming mood today?
What? gonna hit him so hard that crow pie's gonna go dry.
Oh my God!
Wow.
I'm gonna slap the crow pie. I'm gonna slap that crow pie right out of him.
I don't think anybody can now.
Anything else you lot can get, you know, just get it out of your system now, because that's it.
Oh,
it'd be over tonight.
Oh, don't forget about the Raven Crow salad. Okay, I didn't say that.
Uh-huh.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me Raven's Crow pie. Oh.
Bob.
A crow pie and a crow tree.
Four crow pudding.
One toss salad. Ladies and gentlemen, the 12 crow pies of Christmas.
Forget the turtle does. We want crow pie.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
LA.
What? Oh, sorry. Was I? Am I supposed to be impartial? Yeah, that's gonna happen. And anywho.
Yeah, like hell.
Oh my word! So Yeti, you want that the national championship added to your trophy case
right.
tonight against Alec Remington?
Right.
What kind of strategy?
Yeah.
What kind of strategy other than using Raven's Crow Pie do you have going into this match against Alec?
Well, I'm gonna rub garlic all over my body, and give him a big Yeti hug. Yeah,
that might do it. That might actually do it. Although, you know, I'm not sure Evie will appreciate you coming home and smelling like garlic.
That's okay.
He normally comes home smelling like Yeti.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you do come home smelling
but,
like Yeti,
know, but that's quite the. But the essence of Yeti is quite the aphrodisiac.
It is?
As I might say.
Mm-hmm. How comes every time I have a match with you, I feel sick?
That's because you can't handle all my Yeti-ness.
I don't want your Yeti-ness. Keep it over there.
You can't handle the full cosset.
I don't want it.
Nope. That's not what you say.
Oh, piss off. Oh, my God.
My cock
oh, my
is the best
word.
In the yard.
I need to speak
I would
to a
shake
lawyer.
It, but I'd have to charge. Oh.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. I think you and L.A. can go into competition with twerking right now.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. A twerk match. I'll have to write that up. A stipulation.
Yeah.
You don't want that, Yeti. You don't want that. You want none of that. You don't want none of this boom-boom. You want none of this boom-boom.
you want You know what? We'll
LA,
have
please,
a Yeti, but we'll have a Yeti
just
butting
boom, boom.
The boom boom of doom doom, make you give
oh
you
my.
Boom boom.
Oh.
Zoom zoom. Oh wait a minute.
Make you leave the room room.
Zoom zoom.
Oh yeah, you've got a hero down there. Mondo thinks you're his hero. Oh, Mondo.
You know you are my hero.
He needs his head examined.
He's a very smart guy. Why do you think he's my tag partner, you know?
And welcome, Mondo, to RAWF. He is officially our newest member. So, Mondo, make sure you check out the company concept page on the main RAWF homepage and read it over really good, because that's what the rules we follow by here in RAWF. It's how you get ahead. It's how you get title shots. And, yeah, there you go.
I already explained it to him.
And then read them over very well.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't read it, think they understand what's going to happen. So I'm just making sure, because I know Mondo's a tough guy. I know Mondo was a very tough guy. As a matter of fact, I found that out firsthand last night on Renegade Wrestling.
Yes, you
on
did.
Renegade.
Yes, you did.
So... went face to face with Yeti and Mondo and did not come out on the better side of that one. But at anywho,
no, but you weren't twerking last night, was you?
Kind of left a bad taste in your mouth, huh?
Really?
Oh, definitely.
Change of subject.
That was worse than my grandma's cranberry sauce. And trust me, that's bad. Anywho,
yeah.
All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a quick song break. If things keep going the way they're going here, I'll probably extend the show because it's supposed to go till 9:30. But if we continue having a good time here. I'll extend it another half hour. But right now, a quick song break. While I indulge myself in some Thanksgiving leftovers, we will be right back here in just a few minutes. This is RAWF After Hours, or sorry, this is RAWF Black Friday pay-per-view on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Good Lord. Been one of those nights.
of Judgment here. When I'm not checking out those frisbee nipples on the title machine, or bugging the immortal about his greasy hair,
motherfucker,
or just chilling out at REWF headquarters and watching Amadeus's roots grow, which we all knew that wasn't a real hair color, I'm thinking to myself, self, because I call myself self, I say, self, WWPD. That's right, WWPD. WWPD. What does WWPD mean? Well, WWPD means something like, I like to indulge myself into a thick, juicy slice of Raven's Crow Pie, made fresh, daily, with leftover placenta. Yeah, WWPD can mean a lot of things. During the holidays, I like to add cream to my Raven's Crow Pie. So I have to ask myself, WWPD, what should I do? When I bake it at 365 degrees, I like to pull it out and stick my tongue in it to make sure the temperature is just right. So WWPD and myself from Judgment, we like to say, hurry and get your slice of Raven's Crow Pie today, available in the REWF shop zone. But Raven's Crow Pie, Raven's Crow Pie.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is REWF Black Friday live from Madison Square Garden. And yes, Raven's Crow Pie, the official sponsor of Black Friday. What? What? What?
Really? You had to play that commercial yet again?
I was legally bound to do so. Yes, they is the official sponsor of Black Friday, Raven's Crow
Pie.
You're
going to be legally bound up in a minute. You carry on.
Ooh, kinky.
Will you stop?
What? You said it. You said it.
Not for kinkiness.
Not for kinkiness. Okay. well, that day anyways. At anywho, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, shoot. Our next pay-per-view will be Jingle Hell Rock, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be live on Saturday night, December 23rd, from the Air Canada Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So we'll be going a little international for Christmas this year. Jingle Hell Rock coming to you live from the Great White North, if you will. I don't know what you mean. Is that what you, yeah. Anyways, Toronto, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll have some fun.
Yeah, thank you. New boots.
It'll be our first Saturday night pay-per-view. It'll basically be after-hours / pay-per-view that evening because I didn't want to do it on December 24th, Christmas Eve. And, yeah, that wasn't going to work for us, I don't think, at any of you. All right. With that being said, and, of course, right now, ladies and gentlemen, in RAWF, there is a tournament ongoing, and the winner of that tournament will face Judgment in his final match in RAWF, which will be his yearly candy cane on a pole match that he always does in Jingle Hell Rock. And right now, that one is moving right along, if you will. Let's take a look at this one real quick, because I believe he said 24 people started. No, 31. He had 31 people in this tournament. And right now we are in round one. So far eliminated from this tournament have our Redneck Avenger, Stormtrooper of Death, Raven the Enchanted has been eliminated, Spirit of Vengeance,
what?
Jack Bayou. Yes, Raven, you were beaten by Big Daddy Lav. Terrell the Truth Johnson was eliminated by Mark Caliber. Redneck Avenger was eliminated by Adam Deathrow Bordalo. Spirit of Vengeance eliminated by Yeti. Jack Bayou eliminated by Jasmine Justice. Terrell the Truth Johnson eliminated by Mark Caliber. Griffith was eliminated by Alexi Destiny. Fred Starr eliminated by Sweet Haven Slasher. Hot Cheese was eliminated by Paragon of Greatness. V Dizzle eliminated by King Kongzilla. And Blaze McCoy eliminated by yours truly, Lord Amadeus. But there are still several first round matches ongoing. But right now, I've moved on, and as well as a few others. And the winner of this tournament, Two Face Judgment, in his final match here in RAWF next month at Jingle Hell Rock. So, but yes,
I'm
Raven.
Just going to check my match.
You just went and checked your match. Which...
Yeah. Big Daddy left. He kicked out, right? And then he tried to pin me, and then I kicked out, and then I counted out. Oops. Damn it. What a sucker.
anywho, ladies and gentlemen, and we have no results yet for the pay-per-view. Nobody, even though the matches were made. Well, wait a minute, maybe we do. Let me check.
No, we don't.
No,
we don't. I just checked.
No official results yet on any of the big matches here. Davila just a few minutes ago making a promo in the ring in Madison Square Garden. Talking about Jasmine, her match with Jasmine Justice for the Estrogen Championship. But yes, huge matches tonight, including Mithras defending the Midnight Hobo Championship against Nox Boogie. Griff, is any of these matches you want to weigh your opinion on, including that Midnight Hobo Championship? Does Nox Boogie have a chance against Mithras?
I thought you asked me if Nox Boogie.
What's that? What?
I thought you asked me if Nox Boogie had a chance against Mithras. That's funny.
Is it? I mean, yeah, I agree. I agree on paper. I agree in principle. It's a laugh that anyone can beat him for that Midnight Hobo Championship because many have tried before him and all have failed. Most have failed.
Let's
but.
Be clear. I will go on record. There are three people in this company that stand even a slight chance of taking that belt from him, and Nox Boogie is not one of them.
Wow.
Well, I hope Nox Boogie doesn't win because I get to fight Mithras next. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, we will find out. We will find out for sure. I mean, nothing's impossible, but I agree with you. It would be a huge upset.
That's true. He could win. Mithras could walk out, slip while he's climbing the ring stairs, and break his neck. That could happen.
But it's not going to, right?
Pretty unlikely.
But Griffith, I want to ask you something else too, real quick, because Paragon's whatever way you look at it, it's either inevitable or enviable. Sorry, inenviable, not inevitable. Inenviable or enviable position of being in three huge matches on a pay-per-view, something you are well known for here in RAWF, World Heavyweight Championship, Men's Championship, and All-Stars Championship. And, of course, besides his match with Raven, he's also taking on Killer Neptune for the Men's Championship and challenging Uncle Frank for the All-Stars. You've been in this position before. How does Paragon avoid being distracted in any of these matches and be able to pull out all three victories?
He doesn't. There is no, you are going to be distracted. There's no way around it. It's just a matter of being, the only way you overcome that is by being good enough that the distraction doesn't matter.
And of course, you consider yourself good enough because you've done it. Is Paragon good enough to do that?
Against many opponents, yes. Against every opponent, no.
And you would consider Raven, Killa, and Uncle Frank to be three quality, top-notch opponents, wouldn't you?
That's not a lineup I'd want to be facing in a single night if I had, you know, if I could choose my own.
Oh, Griff, I thought you was immortal.
I am. That doesn't make me stupid.
What? You know? You sure?
Whoa. No. Scotch makes me stupid. It's not the immortality.
All right. Fair enough. And we will find out. Paragon has the spotlight. The show, it is all on him tonight at Black Friday to walk out with two or three of the most prestigious titles in all of Unstoppable, the heavyweight championship, the men's championship, and the All-Stars championship. We will see if he can pull it off. All right, something I want to announce real quick. I know people are probably wondering what's going on with the tag team division. I was originally going to start it yesterday. I was going to start the tag team division. However, someone has returned unexpectedly. Our RAWF tag team GM, The Razor, has returned, and he informs me that he should be able to start the new season this coming Sunday. So look for your matches, the new season to begin sometime, if not Sunday, then sometime this week in tags. So welcome back, Razor, if you're listening, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon. And awesome. Looking forward to seeing the tag teams develop.
Hey,
We do have 14 tag teams now in RAWF, 14 established tag teams. All right. That being said, let's see here. Anything else I wanted to cover tonight? Rankings will return tomorrow night on After Hours, ladies and gentlemen. And so I will give you an update on the rankings period that will be ending with this Black Friday with tonight's matches. So you'll get a idea of where y'all stand going into Jingle Hell Rock, and of course the new season of rankings start this Wednesday night with your rankings round robins. So I know, so all right. So with that being said, all right. So anything anyone wants to discuss? While we have time, I did make this show for only an hour and a half, so we only have 8 minutes left. I don't know that we should need to extend necessarily, but unless you all have a bunch that you want to discuss tonight.
I'm just looking at Griff and Mondo getting to know each other very well. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
In the chat, they're being ever so friendly. Hmm.
Mondo's about to get beaten to death with no fucking spleen.
Wow,
look,
Mondo,
Griff,
Mondo doing
Griff,
some early jawing, ladies and gentlemen, doing some early jawing here.
Griff, I love you to bits, but can you not kill our new superstars that are joining RAWF, yeah?
I can't make any promises.
Come on, he's just joined. Give him a break. But not his leg,
he
or his arm.
Target.
Well, yeah.
That might be a situation that we keep our eye on, ladies and gentlemen. Mondo trying to make an early name for himself by jawing with the Immortal Griffith here in our pay-per-view chat. Very interesting, to say the least. At any rate, with that being said, tomorrow night, folks, we will be doing RAWF After Hours at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Bubs, I'm assuming you'll be returning as co-host tomorrow night.
Bubs.
Is she back?
I don't know. She might be drunk under the table again.
Sorry, I'm here. I had forgot to unmute my mic.
Will you be returning, or will you still be shopping?
No, I'll be there tomorrow night.
All right. Aww, awesome.
We're not going shopping with LA's credit card.
We'll do that tomorrow before the show.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay. Why did I bother asking? Anyhow. Okay. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we might have some Black Friday results for you tomorrow night. We'll find out if any of these title matches come to a quick end here, or whether they'll be drawn out for a while. We'll find out.
Hey, Blondie.
Yes, Bubs.
Turn around and look and see who's right behind you wanting to say hello to you.
Okay.
Hello, LA.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, how the hell are you there? She's no longer Firecracker. What's her name again? She changed her name on me. Oh, Bella.
She's gone back to Bella. She's gone back to her real name.
What's that? She's no longer
Bella Morte.
Bella Morte. How the hell are you tonight, Bella? Good to hear from you.
Just busy.
And how's the little one, little Leia?
Good. She's growing like a weed.
And I hear I hear she's got quite a head of hair on her as well. And, you know, I'm all about the hair. What's that?
Oh, yeah, I've been using your hair products on her. That's why she has hair.
Really? Wait, you've been using Amadeus Del Hall products on an infant?
Yes, it is working.
Okay, I think it's safe.
You know,
I have
a spermicide in here, right?
Shut up, it does not. Shh, giddy. Hush.
According to judgment, I was...
Don't ask.
Just reading the bottle right now.
According to judgment, the world's a triangle. So, no. Anywho.
Right.
Anywho. Well, and how is your husband, Rabbit the Furious, doing? We haven't heard from him in a while. Bella?
Well, honestly, I made him into a suit.
You're right.
That's my brother.
Well, then you need to learn how to control your brother.
I can't. He's a suit. The best I can do is put him down the sewer.
Okay,
well... Well, that doesn't work. Now it doesn't.
What are you going to do that for?
I'm sure she's kidding. I'm sure he hasn't been made into a soup, but I'm hoping.
No, it was a stew, and it was pretty good.
A stew?
No.
No, rabbit stew is pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy.
So,
he's not here to defend himself, so it's okay.
So did you have any Raven's Crow pie with your rabbit stew?
Really, L.A.? Really?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, good. Yeah. You know, it's good to pour some of that stew over the pie so it moistens it up a little bit.
Wow. You're all assholes. That's all I have to say.
I'm a whole ass.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. We only got a couple minutes left to go
Fred,
in the
have
show.
Have you ever put any pudding on top of that pie?
Oh, my God. Really? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in tonight. This has been REWF Black Friday pay-per-view, sponsored by Raven's Crow Pie, our official sponsor. Fred, tell us about Raven's Crow Pie.
Raven's Crow Pie and put yum.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to send us all out with our favorite Christmas classic. This has been REWF Black Friday live on pay-per-view right here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Tune in tomorrow for REWF After Hours. Good night, everyone.
Run, L.A.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mal. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table and the pudding made of fig. Ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa.